Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Another big day of news, hard to get it all in. But we'll try our best. Trump gets his revenge today. The Trump legal team plays a scorching montage of Democrats inciting and challenging past elections. His lawyer, attorney Bruce Castor, called Trump the most pro-police, anti-mob president in U.S. history, suggesting that Democrat lawmakers turned a blind eye to BLM protests. He said the attack on the Capitol was in no way an insurrection. Insurrection is a term of art. It's defined in the law. It involves taking over a country, a shadow government, taking the TV stations over, having some plan what you're going to do when you finally take power. And clearly this is not that. But they played montages of Democrats doing the exact same thing they're impeaching Trump over, namely calling for violence against Republicans. Interspersed throughout are clips of leftists committing violence against conservatives following the incitement. And I got to tell you, this is exactly what they did with the first impeachment. It was over a phone call with the president of Ukraine. And it was all about Biden committing fraud. And Trump was asking about the fraud. And they wanted to impeach him for asking about the fraud committed by Biden. Meanwhile, Biden's on video saying that he forced Ukraine to fire the prosecutor by withholding $1 billion in American aid. That's your tax money. It's amazing. Never seen anything like it. Of course, the impeachment trial will end with an acquittal. You know, I'm a glasses half full guy versus a glasses half empty guy. Democrats will say Trump's the only president ever impeached twice, and I will say Trump's the only president ever acquitted twice. So it's kind of interesting, you know, glass half full, glass half empty. Trump will be acquitted for the second time. I want to read you my commentary because I think this is, a very important news story you all have to understand. It comes out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter, you're next. That's the headline. I've been banned by Twitter, you're next. I was banned by Twitter this week. Trust me, if you're a conservative or a patriot, read this story carefully because you're next. I've argued for quite some time that this was coming. I warned that if Biden was elected, Democrats would overplay their hand. They'd open the borders and let the whole world in. They'd legalize millions of illegal aliens already in this country. They confiscate guns. They try to destroy the energy industry in the name of climate change. They tax and regulate small business to death. They'd make election fraud easy, legal, and permanent. They'd pass a slew of executive orders that benefit China. And worst of all, they'd ban, censor, intimidate, and book burn. It was easy to predict. This is what socialists and communists always do. Free speech and socialism cannot coexist. I learned all of this at Columbia University, class of 83. My classmates were almost all from the richest and most powerful families in America. Yet they proudly called themselves communists. They boasted of their hatred for wealth, wealthy people, business owners, and a quote-unquote racist country called America. They vowed to overwhelm the U.S. economic system, bankrupt business owners, kill capitalism, and turn America into a socialist nation. They're now putting that plan into place. The COVID pandemic and lockdowns by Democrat governors accomplished the first job. Capitalism, small business, and the middle class are all crippled and hanging by a thread. Biden's election is taking care of the rest, with open borders, the most executive orders in history, massive new taxes, and regulations on the way. And then there's the censoring and banning. Here's a quote that sums up what's happening and why. In our state, naturally, there is and can be no place for freedom of speech, press, and so on for the foes of socialism. These freedoms must be classified as a counter-revolutionary crime. Andrea Vyshinsky, Soviet foreign minister under Stalin, from the Law of the Soviet State, 1948. Do you recognize the thinking? This is a socialist takeover of America. All the other Silicon Valley masters of the universe are purging dissent, just like the communist tyrants of Stalin's day. They've decided free speech is dangerous to their plan. Iranian mullahs are mass murderers, yet they remain on Twitter. Communist Chinese leaders remain on Twitter while they abuse human rights and send critics to prison camps. Venezuela dictator Nicolas Maduro remains on Twitter, even though he's arrested, tortured, and murdered his political opposition, and led his citizens to mass poverty, misery, and starvation. Pedophiles and perverts remain on Twitter. Actually, the Supreme Court ruled 8-0 that convicted sex offenders and rapists have the right to social media. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, just demanded Twitter ban 1,000 accounts of his political rivals because they are spreading misinformation. Twitter's response? The same company that banned me for my conservative political views said they will not ban these accounts in India because Twitter advocates, quote, for the right of free expression. But not in America. Not when it involves conservatives. Then tweets won't be allowed to flow. Then free expression is banned. India's prime minister made a big mistake. He should have simply accused his opposition of being pro-Trump conservatives. That would have been the end of that. They would have been banned. A decade ago, I gave a speech to 1,000 conservatives in San Francisco. I opened with a joke. I said, it's a little confusing to be in a city where you could be openly gay, openly transsexual, but you have to be a closet conservative. It was a joke, and the crowd roared. Now look how far we've come. Being a conservative is now a crime worthy of banning in America. Conservatives are clearly the last remaining group that can be openly discriminated against. It's legal to make me and my opinions disappear, even though my opinions represent 74 million voters in the past election. At least 74 million. Even though I was clearly popular on Twitter. I gained over 70,000 new fans on Twitter in just a few weeks around the election. But see, there's the real problem. There's the rub, as they say. I was popular, and I speak raw truth. My opinions were attracting quite a following. Twitter and liberals couldn't allow that. The truth might catch on. Truth might spread. Americans might start to ask questions. That would be bad for business. So now, I'm a political prisoner in America. My opinions are banned. What's next? Black armbands for conservatives? Gun confiscation? Re-education camps? Take this seriously, because you're next. My column that comes out this weekend in newspapers around the country as syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter. You're next. The other big news story of the day for me, I mean, actually, Andrew Cuomo is the second big news story, but I'll save that for the next segment. But I want to get into Alana Pressley. Alana Pressley says cancel $50,000 in student debt and provide $2,000 a month payments to Americans and illegal immigrants. Far-left squad member Alana Pressley, Democrat of Massachusetts, is calling on Democrats to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt and provide $2,000 monthly payments to both Americans and illegal immigrants following President Biden's call to go big in the next coronavirus relief package. Can you imagine? Pressley responded to a February 10th post from Biden who said Democrats must go big, and she said that's right, listing off her two primary progressive goals. We can cancel at least $50,000 in student debt right now and send families, including our immigrant neighbors, $2,000 survival checks a month until this crisis is over. Let's make it happen. Now, Pressley is among dozens of progressive lawmakers who signed a letter to both Biden and VP Kamala Harris last month asking they include recurring payments in any future coronavirus relief proposals. Recurring direct payments until the economy recovers will help ensure that people can meet their basic needs, provide racially equitable solutions, and shorten the length of the recession. The letter said, led by Representative Ilhan Omar, of course, As we look at the coming year, another one-time round of checks would provide a temporary lifeline. But when that money runs out, families will once again struggle to pay for basic necessities. Really, why is that? Because you created unemployed people with your lockdowns? And I'm responsible for that? And checks must extend to all immigrant workers, refugees, and their families. Presley is hardly the only Democrat lawmaker to push Biden to tackle the cancellation of student debt. While the Biden administration has suspended student loan payments through September, Biden has also demonstrated a willingness to cancel up to $10,000 in student debt, a proposal that does not go far enough for many progressives such as Presley and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, joined the mounting calls from progressives in the House, writing, "Today would be a great day for President Biden and Vice President Harris to cancel student debt." It's all unbelievable when you really think about it. $2,000 a month for illegal aliens. They choose to come here. They choose to come here and break into the country illegally. And you think I have to pay for it? This is just a tragedy. $2,000 a month. $24,000 a year for illegal aliens. And as far as student debt, think of all the people in America who paid their debt. Think of me who paid off my daughter's $260,000 debt for 4 years at Harvard University. Like a sucker, I paid it. Think of me now paying for my son who's in Texas, college in Texas. And the bill is $74,000 a year, as much as an Ivy League school. Thank God he gets a large scholarship, so I don't have the entire bill. He gets $42,000 a year off the bill. So out of $72,000, I pay about, I think it's $32,000 a year. But I'm a sucker because I pay that bill. Think of all the blue-collar people who never went to college at all. And they got to pay your bill while you went to a fancy college and studied art history or ballet and never getting a job? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns. And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better. And I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Jekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. By the way, Mark Meadows, former White House Chief of Staff, said today that Trump plans to stay in the arena. America and the 75 million voters, I keep saying 74. I guess it's gone up to 75. I have to keep quoting that. That means he got 12 million more votes than last time, not 11 million. America and the 75 million voters are not done with Donald Trump and all he did for this country. Meadows said Trump wants to put America first, but he also plans to stay in the arena. So, look, I've been arguing. Remember, I wrote the book Trump Rules. Matter of fact, it's a good segue for me to mention that that's the sponsor of this segment of the show. My new book, Trump Rules, which has been a bestseller at Amazon, was number one in many categories, about a dozen categories in November and December. And it's still for sale right now. The Winner's Guide to Business of Personal Success, Nothing to Do with Politics, 100% self-help, personal development, Top 10 Rules of Trump that could change your life. There's so many books out there. What's amazing to me is there's so many books out there that are number one, number two, out of every book in Amazon. And they'll never make you one dime. Reading those books will never make you a cent. And here's a book that could change your life and actually make you some money and actually improve your life in many different ways. Trump Rules, available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any place you buy fine books by Wayne Allyn Root. I would argue that based on my book and the rules of Trump, he needs a little bit of time. Everybody does. You know, anyone is human. And I like to say he's superhuman, but he's still human. Anyone who's human would be in shock right now what happened to him, how this election was stolen. Yes, the election was stolen. And it's just sickening because he was on his way to a landslide on election night. He was winning every state that mattered. And then all of a sudden they stopped the vote in five states. And when he wakes up in the morning, he's lost four of the five. I'm shocked they didn't figure out how to steal North Carolina. I'm shocked. How come they knew how to steal Georgia when he was up by 100,000? They knew how to steal Pennsylvania when he was up by 700,000. They knew how to steal Wisconsin when he's up by 100,000. They knew how to steal Michigan when he's up by 300,000. And I know they stole Arizona and Nevada. And yet, in North Carolina, he only had a lead of 70,000. They didn't steal it. Somehow the North Carolina Republican Party is sharp and didn't let him get away with it. And Trump was ruled the winner of North Carolina. So I don't know how we allowed them to steal all those other states. It's amazing to me. Keep in mind, Pennsylvania has a Republican legislature. Michigan has a Republican legislature. Wisconsin has a Republican legislature. Georgia has a Republican legislature. You got to change the rules. You got to change the laws. But getting back to my point, Trump rules about Trump being human, but superhuman, an amazing human being, but flawed, like all human beings. And he made some mistakes. But I think he's in shock. I think he's depressed. I don't think he can believe what happened to him. And I think he's waiting till the impeachment hearing is over and he's acquitted, which should happen by Sunday. And then I think it's going to take another few weeks, but he will come back bigger than ever before. You watch. He will lead our movement. He's far from done. As far as the impeachment, is anybody watching? Breitbart has a poll out today. 96% of Republicans are not watching the impeachment trial, and I didn't watch any of it. I haven't watched one word. And I think a lot of you are doing the same thing. There's no reason to watch it. It's the biggest waste of time in world history, a complete waste of time. He'll be acquitted just like he was acquitted the first time. It's idiotic. Like the montage today that shows Democrats have said all the same things as Trump, incited all the same supposed violence, and nobody said anything. No one did a thing. They incited BLM. They incited Antifa. They incited the attack on the U.S. Senate building and the Supreme Court building. When Kavanaugh was up for debate for the Supreme Court, nominated by Trump. Think of the attacks in Wisconsin at the Wisconsin legislature. And nobody ever went after the politicians. Let me segue back to Twitter, though. You know, hopefully you were here for my opening segment. You heard my commentary about Twitter and how evil they are, how terrible they are. How they're trying to treat us like Nazis treated the Jews, because I'm Jewish, and Soviets treated dissidents, and the East Germans, Stasi, treated East Germans. Anybody who was a dissident, they tried to silence. Well, it's interesting, because Twitter reports a loss in 2020 of $1.14 billion. And that was before they decided to purge 74 million Trump voters. So that means Twitter's never going to make any money. Meanwhile, Jack Dorsey's worth billions and billions of dollars. All he does is bleed money, lose money. Twitter lost $1.14 billion in 2020. How are they going to fare after they've lost 74 million Trump voters, or most of them, because they decided to purge? Wow. It's a wild story, man. These guys don't know anything about business, nothing. They don't deserve any of their riches. Jack Dorsey's a moron, obviously.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News. News update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure have stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
delinquent, a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty Health Share, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I left the insurance about 5 years ago. I was paying over $2,000 a month. I had a deductible of about $10,000 a year, so nothing was paid by Aetna. Everything was on me. So I was paying $24,000 a year plus, you know, in premiums, plus $10,000 the first 10. So that's $34,000 a year, and that's before taxes. Insanity. And then I found Liberty Health Share, best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You could start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. There's no network. You could choose any doctor or hospital you want. They're not small time. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. And as far as me, I'm here to, you know, personally verify that I've saved over $100,000 in just monthly payments in the last 5 years versus Aetna. So next time you look at your bank account, could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. We've got our guest with us, Steve Moore. He is a FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Trumponomics, and a friend of war. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing well. Thank you. It's cold here. It's D.C. It's like in the teens. This is really cold for Washington.
Well, D.C.'s cold. How about last I checked, Dallas, Texas is freezing and snowing and icing. It's the world's upside down.
So this is a big story that's emerging. So what's happening is there's a fuel shortage. And so the price, you're going to see, you know, gas prices have already gone up. They're going to spike up. And then natural gas prices went way up, way, way up. They were like $3, and now they're up to like $100. I mean, it's just it was almost like GameStop. And people are going to start to see this in their heating bills and their electricity bills. This is what happens. Now, I'm not blaming this on Biden, but what I am saying is, when you screw around with a country's energy supply, weird things can happen and prices can really rise. We want to remain energy independent. It's a war on American energy by Biden is really dangerous.
None of this makes any sense. And, I know that canceling the Keystone Pipeline and other pipelines like it, and Hollywood stars are urging him to cancel many other pipelines. These people are all crazy. I know none of that is why prices are up right now. It's not that instantaneous. But, Steve, you know that if you cancel pipelines and the free flow of oil is not there anymore, you're going to have higher and higher and higher gas prices and natural gas prices and energy prices. And the average person sitting in their house or their apartment is going to have a much bigger bill. This is insanity.
That's a regressive tax. You know, the Hollywood glitterati, the people are making millions of dollars. If their heating bill goes up by 15% or 20%, that doesn't affect them at all. But you know, for a low income person, it has a big impact. And you know, I think I'm a little older than you, Wayne, but I remember like it was yesterday, the 1970s, when growing up in Chicago, and my mom would get me up at 6 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the winter, it'd be damn cold, and we'd all pack into the station wagon, and we'd get in the gasoline line, and there'd be 10 cars in front of us, and we'd have to fill up the tank, and at that time, the Saudis had a blade to our neck. Remember that? They could flick the switch and we go into recession.
Right.
They completely controlled the global oil market with OPEC. Now we're finally energy independence, and these nutcases in Washington want to go back to the bad old days.
Well, I guess because it's dirty, right? It's dirty fossil fuel. They can't allow that. You can't have dirty fossil fuel. It's stunning.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to use fossil fuel. It's just a question of where we get it. I mean, we get 80% of our energy from oil, gas, and coal. You're a nutcase if you think we're going to go from 80% oil and gas and coal in the next 5 years to 80% wind and solar power. So we're going to keep using it. It's just a question of whether we get it from Texas and Oklahoma or we get it from Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Right. Makes no sense. And by the way, if you are able to flick a switch or snap your fingers and instantly go from 80% dirty fossil fuel to 80%, wind and solar, et cetera, et cetera, I'm telling you, the prices would triple, even if you could.
Because it's not cheap.
Green energy is not cheap. It's very expensive.
Well, and Wayne, please stop calling wind and solar power green energy. They're not. You have to industrialize the entire landscape of America with windmills and solar power to be able to have the energy for a $22 trillion economy. And, you know, you'd have to just pour over concrete. You'd have to tear down more trees, more. It would be a disaster for the environment to move to wind and solar.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about your latest column for Creators.
Sorry about that.
No, all good stuff. Right. Listen, that's why I got into it. I knew it was a good topic.
Yeah.
The average person doesn't make the connection. If you're going to ban the Keystone Pipeline and other such pipelines, it's going to be much higher prices. So good luck. And by the way, you're not cleaning the environment when you do that, because China continues to build more of the dirty fossil fuel plants and coal plants, and they're going to pollute the environment. So it's not going to change a damn thing, except we're all going to be out of work.
Wayne, as you and I are speaking right now, China and Russia have a deal, $12 billion, to build a massive pipeline from Siberia down to China. Is there anybody who thinks they're going to use that for green energy? That's for their oil and gas supply. They're not getting off oil and gas. They're laughing at us.
Right. No, I mean, look, I argue all the time that I think that Biden is owned by China, right? He's China-owned. His whole family's China-owned. And every single executive order he's issued makes us weaker and makes China stronger. So I see what's going on. And do you know what happened as a result of me putting out tweets that say that Biden is China-owned and this and that executive order is pro-China? Twitter banned me on Saturday, permanently, forever.
So, yeah, well, I mean, that's what you get for telling the truth.
Right.
You know, I don't even know if he's owned, but I think he's just I don't know if it's intentional. Where you and I disagree is I just think the guy's incompetent. You know, I don't even know. I mean, I just think he's not all there. And I think, you know, you've got these wacko green, 25-year-olds who know nothing about energy who are now running the White House, and they're trying to drain us of our energy because, you know, they don't want the United States to use any fossil fuels. And this will have very severe impacts. I mean, energy is the master resource. Whoever has control of the energy sources has a big, big impact on the global economy.
Right. Well, listen, I do believe he's incompetent. I do believe he's got dementia. I do believe he's not all there. I agree with you. I just don't think he's running the country. I think it's a combination of Obama and Valerie Jarrett and George Soros and probably the Communist Party of China. That's who's running the country.
Yep.
So I don't think it's Biden that's that horrible. I just think Biden's a puppet is what he is. Let's talk about your latest column for Creators, and I'm with you on that one. I'm with Creators, too, so you and I are brothers at the same company, my friend.
Right.
The worst budget in America's history. Tell us why this is the worst budget ever.
Well, if you like debt and you like massive government spending, you'll like this budget. This is $6.1 trillion. The deficit that Biden wants to run this year is $3.8 trillion. By the way, I went back and looked, Wayne, at all of the debt that we incurred, adjusted for inflation, to win the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, to fight the Great Depression, and to win the Cold War. And you add up all the borrowing for those things, and it's less than the $3.8 trillion that Biden wants to spend and borrow in 1 year.
Wow. And that's all adjusted for inflation.
It's insanity. This is insanity.
And that's all adjusted for inflation, yes?
Yes, adjusted for inflation.
Wow. Yeah, well, I mean, I remember seeing the stats years ago that if you add up all the wars in the history of America, and of course that includes the huge ones, Civil War and World War One and World War Two, all the wars in the history of America are like tiny spending compared to the war on poverty since 1964 or 68. When was the war?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it was during Johnson.
And by the way, Wayne, we won those other wars. We lost the war on poverty.
We did. We did. We absolutely did. Scary. So let's talk about school funding in particular. That's a big topic for me and how ridiculous. Why would you provide $130 billion in new school funding, even though schools are all closed?
I can't even fathom a reason. I mean, seriously, it's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. I mean, you said it exactly right. The schools have been closed down for the better part of 10 months now. That means no operating costs, no overhead, no electricity costs, no transportation costs, all that stuff. So school, no, a lot of the teachers are teaching remotely, but the point is their expenses are way, way, way down. So what should be happening is the school districts across America should be sending the property owners, because schools are funded through property taxes, everybody should be getting a rebate check. Because, you know, we paid for the services, they didn't provide the services, so we should get our money back, don't you think?
Yeah, except teachers get paid. This has been my argument of all time. Teachers get paid, I mean, whether they work or not. You and I, the middle of COVID, have had to work our asses off. I work every day. I have to go to work. I have no choice because I have no pension. I have no guaranteed job. I have no tenure. I got to work, and they get to stay home and complain about getting sick. Oh, my God, if I go to class, I'll get sick. Meanwhile, kids never get sick. The whole thing's ridiculous. But
not only do kids not get sick, but there's almost no evidence that teachers get sick. I mean, we've had private schools around the country that have been mostly open for the last 10 months. You know, some teachers got sick, some kids got sick, but it's no different than the random number of people got.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Look, how about sports?
Yeah.
Sports is a great example. You know, I mean, there were an awful lot of liberals. Let's go back in time. A year ago, liberals said you can't have baseball, can't have football, can't have basketball, can't have hockey. We played them all. Do you know any players who died? I don't think one player in America was ever hospitalized. Not one. This is the flu. If you get it, you're sick for 3 days. Hey, Steve, could you stay through the break? I want to talk to you more about this mammoth budget.
Yeah.
So hang in there.
Yeah.
Steve Moore, FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Trumponomics. We'll be right back. I got to ask Steve about cities and states and what they're getting out of this gargantuan budget. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be loose. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee here, and we are so excited. It is the month of February. That's right. It's all about the love. And what is love if you die young and turn somebody into a widow? That's not real love. Hey, I want you to love yourself. Love yourself. Make this your month to get healthy at the cellular level. Get back your mojo, your power, your strength, your energy, your vitality, and be super healthy. And did I mention? Burn that fat. fat. Men, you can lose 30 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. Ladies, 20 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. All you have to do is take a step. That's right. Make the call. Log on to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Or call us at 888-444-8895.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know, I've expanded from just the national radio show to a podcast, and I've expanded from a once-a-week podcast with the kind of Casey Kasem-like top 10 news stories for conservatives to actually now 7-day-a-week podcast. So lots of stuff going on. My podcast is called War Raw, and believe it or not, the podcast is doing well outside the United States. I just got information today from the podcast company. With Apple Podcasts, I have the number 20 political podcast in Slovenia. I have the number 39 political podcast in Italy, number 85 in Netherlands, number 123 in Australia, number 128 out of all political podcasts in South Africa. So it's just kind of interesting. People are listening to my podcast all over the world. They also rated me in Canada, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and I think it's Slovenka instead of Slovenia. I don't know. Whatever it is, they're listening all over the world to the War Raw podcast. How do you get it? Anywhere that you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And today I just finished my weekend top 10 edition. You'll love it. So go check it out right now. War Raw. We've got Steve Moore back for part two. FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Trumponomics. Steve, we were talking about schools, but we never got a chance to discuss cities. I mean, that's what this is really all about. This is why everybody's best interest was in defeating Trump, because the entire deep state and the entire D.C. swamp said, we're all going to get money if we elect Biden. If we elect Trump, he's Scrooge. He won't pay us. So I saw $350 billion is going to cities and states, and I'll bet most of them are deep blue Democrats, cities and states that went bankrupt because they chose to lock down due to COVID, so they have no revenues coming in. They're all going to get rich now, and suddenly they're going to be healthy again, right?
Well, that's right. And by the way, this is not a COVID relief bill, folks. This $1.9 trillion, it's basically the Bernie Sanders kind of social welfare policies that he's wanted for 30 years and what the left has done. I mean, these people are not stupid. They're using this excuse of COVID to pass minimum wage, higher, mandatory paid parental leave. They've got money for the, National Endowment for the Arts in here. They've got, just the wish list of, all these equity programs and racial programs and this and that. And so one of the biggest paybacks to all the, by the way, this is a big wet kiss to all the groups that helped elect Joe Biden. It's basically payback. We used to call that graft. And so the biggest payment is to these blue state governors and blue state mayors, right, like de Blasio, like Cuomo, like Newsom in California, my home state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. Those are the states that get massive sums to bail out their economies and their budgets. And what do all those states have in common? Oh, yeah, they all have Democratic governors. Oh, yeah, they completely shut down their economy. Meanwhile, states like Florida, Wayne, I just got back from Florida last week. Florida's open for business. I mean, it's a polar opposite of New York's completely shut down and Florida's open for business. And now people in Florida have to pay more taxes to bail out New York.
Hey, Steve, I have a friend who owns a restaurant in Florida, and he's almost scared to tell anyone. He's like, Wayne, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life. My restaurant is jammed every night, and we hold 300 people, and there's 400, and nobody's got masks on, and nobody's sick. Everything's fine. I don't have an employee who got sick. This has got to be the biggest scam in history. Is there really COVID? Of course there is. But it's the flu. It goes around every year, and this one's very deadly for old people. I get it. But for middle class and middle-aged and younger people to go out to a restaurant and have fun and sit by the beach, there's no threat. There's nothing wrong. This is ridiculous. You've made people scared over not nothing, but it's something. It's certainly, there are people who have died, but it's definitely not. It's one of the weakest pandemics in history, actually, for the survival rate and the death rate and all that. There's no reason for the behavior of the average Democrat politician in this country to lock down every business and tell them you can't open up. There was no justification for this.
I think it was the single greatest mistake maybe in American history in terms of the cost of the lockdowns were, in my opinion, multiple times the benefits. So there were benefits to lockdowns, but the costs were so much higher. I mean, so much higher, and the schools never should have been closed down. And you're right. If we had been smart, and this is what so many of the, Trump advisors had advised, but the left went crazy, is what you do is you isolate and sequester the vulnerable population, people over the age of 65, people who have, heart ailments or respiratory
cancer
problems. And if we'd done that, we would have probably saved more lives than the blanket. But this is what government does. They massively overreach. And so now you've got all these businesses that are just struggling. By the way, can you think of a worse time than right now when you've got restaurants and small stores around the country that are struggling to stay open? And now Biden and Bernie Sanders want to hit them with a $15 an hour minimum wage.
I don't know how any restaurant will survive $15 minimum wage. I have no idea. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's insanity. But, this is the plan, I think, Stephen. They're not bankrupting the average person on welfare. They're getting the same welfare. They're bankrupting the average small business owner, restaurant owner. Who are those people? They're the ones who give the donations to the Republican Party. It has to be a plan to destroy our donors. Steve Moore, we got to run. Co-author of Trumponomics. Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.